Venus Rover. Since last we met, I assure you my dear friends that the link with you all is still strong. I hear the dear gentleman's voice, and I would say to him that I promise to speak with you about the pyramids. But I hasten to say this to you. I will not speak this time, but I have not forgotten what I have told you.
Thank you.
And in some near time to come, we will discuss this with you.
Thank you. That would be very interesting. Yes, I had my thoughts on that, but I expect you know something of my thoughts anyway.
Yes, I am well aware. That is why I wish to speak with you, in order that you understand that I have not forgotten.
I wouldn't, I'm sure you wouldn't forget.
Our memory, as you call it, is not apt to forget. But we will speak about that subject, as we will broach many others in the coming months. I wish only to say to you, my dear friends, that over the next few weeks of your time, each one of you should feel a great upliftment within yourselves, because we are making preparations with you all. So be aware of those innermost feelings in the weeks to come.
Yes, thank you. Pass that message on to your instrument as well.
I know you do not always feel or understand how we work with you. But let me tell you that there is always purpose behind our actions with you. If there is any urgent questions, I will be happy to answer. But I would like to work quietly with this one, this time, in order that we restore some balance.
There was just one lady that showed an interest in coming. Can you say the name?
Her name is Sue Lane.
And she lives in Reading. She does understand this kind of work, so.
Yes. I have to say, we influence those who become interested in this group. Therefore, of course, the answer not only lies with us, but as I have said before, if each one of you is happy to invite another, then so be it.
Yes, thank you.
Already I feel you have forgotten that I told you many would come and many would go.
And your instrument felt impressed. We probably mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. Before you actually spoke to us, Eileen was impressed to write down that people from around the world would come to listen. And yes, that certainly happened.
Yes, I wish to say to you, as time continues, my dear friends, that each one of you will become much more intuitive, as you call it.
Yeah.
I would prefer to call it a spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know and realize that you play the biggest part in that development. We can help you so much, but we cannot interfere. And this you know well.
So I was only reading about some of our philosophers very recently, and you've been talking to us about innate law, innate knowledge, and an alternative word used by them is a priori knowledge, which is the same thing. But I didn't realize, but it's clear that a number of philosophers from Plato 2,500 years ago, right through to Kant is a particular one who recognized the innate knowledge that comes to us through the gates of heaven, was the way he put it, which seemed quite apt to me. And right through to an Australian philosopher in 1938. So over that period, a number of philosophers seem to have got a good understanding about innate knowledge.
Yes, I have told you, my dear friend, that there are many in your world at this present time, and times that have gone by. And after all, 2,000 of earthly years is but a short number. There has always existed those humankind who have extended knowledge and whose thinking is a little greater than most.
Yes, of course. It 2,000 years seems quite a long time to us because
it's
a good proportion of the time during which we've had written records.
It is but one wink of your eye.
Yes.
Yes. Now, my dear friend, I will leave with you the rest of this evening's work. I will tell you once more that there are many who are willing to come to you. It is now available to you. Much energy, much love, much understanding of what you truly are within. If you would but open those hearts and minds, there is so much that you could achieve within this room. I therefore will withdraw disdain. But as always, I enclose you with my love and light.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah,
I would leave only saying that the instrument will need a little time at the end of this evening.
Yes. We'll help her.
I think that we will begin by taking a little look at the thoughts that each one of you is currently transmitting. We are receiving many different ones from you. The gate from which I come is the one that takes the important requests and sorts them into the appropriate, perhaps I should say, files. We, as you know, do not permit any bad thoughts to go to those who are vulnerable. And likewise, some thoughts which may be of good intention are also perhaps not appropriate at the time of being sent. These thoughts are never discarded, can never be got rid of, but are kept and at an appropriate time will be forwarded to the appropriate recipient. So, those thoughts that are being transmitted this evening have already been put into the correct file and are being dealt with in the correct way. My purpose this evening is to do a joint exercise. These thoughts that you are putting forward, we wish you to try to do one thought together and to impress upon the one who is sitting to my right hand side. We wish you all to have one thought that you can direct to this lady, and we will tonight see if she can transcribe these thoughts for you. This exercise is a simple one, but it is one to show you how important your thoughts are. So, if you would like to transmit just one thought to this lady, we will in a few moments see if she has collected them in the correct way. These thoughts can be transcribed in a different way, and sometimes the thought that is put forward comes out slightly differently. This is not because your thought has not been accepted. It is simply because the thought from the person receiving it has put a little of her own thought into this idea, this thought, and it has become slightly altered. But the general idea, the general theme should be the same. So let us just try this exercise for a few moments.
Yes, we'll get back to you.
Did I understand you want to all have the same thought?
No.
No.
Different thoughts.
Just one thought from each of you towards this lady.
Thank you.
Make it a simple one, because you know me. I'll do my best.
Do not try too hard, any of you. Have you been impressed by any thoughts? This is a quick process.
Yes. Okay, start with Graham. Will you send a thought?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Was it anything to do with the painting?
It was.
That's amazing. Okay.
That's incredible, yes.
Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Anything to do with the sea and dolphins?
No.
What was your thought? Can
it's
I ask what they thought was?
You may.
Yeah.
It was white rabbits.
Oh, yes. I saw white rabbit on Saturday.
Oh. Margaret? May I interrupt one moment?
Of course.
You talked of the sea.
Yeah.
You saw the white horses on the sea.
I was thinking more on dolphins.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry.
Right.
Margaret, did the word love come into it?
Thinking how?
Did love come into your thoughts?
Yes.
Yes. George, no, no, it'd be purely an imaginary one. I didn't pick up anything from George. The time I got to Margaret, I was nearly full.
Try once more, just it from George. This gentleman.
Flowers and woodlands.
No. Just trying to.
Nothing like that.
No. I was thinking really if we had a lot of extra people coming, we'll need a larger teapot. So
I was thinking of the stomach again.
No.
you have achieved a good result nonetheless. And although you did not get the right animal, you did at least get an animal.
Well, that's true.
So, it is an important thing, and we will continue to work at the gates, but it has been both interesting for you and for us to see how you, in the physical form, work. So, next time the thoughts come, it has been a most interesting time for us to watch you at close quarters, and we thank you not only for your participation, but for the help that you have given us.
Thank you.
Now I will take my leave of you and wish you all much luck in your living and your return to us in due course.
Yes.
Thank you.
God bless you. To think I've even got one right is something.
Yes. Oh, and you, Margaret. Yes. A lovely glow. I see. Sorry, I don't know
if you're a clear teapot. No, she wants a spare teapot. I've got a big teapot.
The teapot wasn't decorated with flowers or things.
Yeah. It's always a possibility.
No, it's perfectly big white one, so you can do what you like. Look, crazy, I want.
It's funny you should say white rabbits, because the school here have their fete on Saturday, and some of the people put in pets like rabbits and guinea pigs, and the children could hold them. But the daughter was helping, say, for an hour, and then someone else with these animals. She was scared, some of them would be scared. But right next to the tent that they had was the loudspeaker with the music, and the rabbit was chatting, and it was so loud. Oh, I said those poor creatures were just going to be traumatized. But no one said they did realize afterwards they were far too close to the
Oh,
poor little thing. But there was this lovely white
sensitive things, yeah.